This is Michael Purpin, associate minister.
Mr. William Honorado?
Bill, Gene Shaken calling.
Yeah, Gene.
I just wanted to call to make sure I have an understanding. I might understand that you're saying you won't take less than $470,000 on that property.
Right.
Is that your last word on it?
Right.
Well, you know, it was a good offer I made. You won't get cash on this deal otherwise.
Where it goes.
Mm-hmm. It's a better offer. You know, I'm aware of the appraisal on the place. I know it's a pretty good proposition. I'm really wondering if that is your
plan. I know what I want to do. I appreciate you talking. If I want to do any less, I'll do it.
All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's your last question.
Listen, will you send me back that stuff?
That's your last.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She's going to... I think they're going to make a good recommendation to the court.
Oh, great.
Which will be on the 4th.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
so
right.
Hopefully it'll all turn out okay.
Good. Well, they do, I've been covering a trial of some San Francisco police officers.
Oh, yeah?
And the final arguments in their trial is that day, but are you going to be in Los Angeles on that, down there with Murray that day, or?
Let me see. Let's see. The 4th is when?
Let's see. The 4th is
today's the.
Let's see.
1st.
28th
will be
calendar with me.
Saturday.
And then you got 29th is a Sunday.
Thursday,
yeah, right.
Is that 1 week or 2 weeks? That'd be 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
I will be there.
You will be there. Okay, well, then maybe you can give me a call and call me collect at the station that day and
okay.
Let me know what happens.
Yeah, I wonder if... I think KABC said they were going to follow it up.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I'll let them know that it's down the same district, but different judge, I know.
Yeah. Gene has all the details.
Right. Yeah, right.
Let's see. What else? The heck was it? I had a good chance. How's things going otherwise?
Not badly. Kind of working. I'm taking this next week off for...
Oh, you are?
Yeah, when I'm now leaving for Heavenly Valley to...
More with things that sort of give you inspiration. Others, it's just hard shell to crack on that score. But I did get into, you get into conceit that something of a positive nature that wouldn't incite any more reaction to any of these older people. younger, the children, minority children, minority youth that were still up north in that area.
Oh, it's a very...
You may take a third.
I'm a crazy.
So running brigades and appropriate calls. That's the third one.
Running brigades and appropriate calls. There's a black group, the black group of prison, for helping prisoners. He said, we're looking into, we better look into it. First, we present that, then we'll look into it. But we can't really say that until we do it. Are the $1,000 given to Marion for the drug rehabilitation? That's never been mentioned. $1,000 given in Newton to them. You know that Marine thing. Said anybody would want like that. He said that he thought might, he hoped that might inspire others, because the whole program was going to go out and 220 some people would be thrown on the streets in various levels of detoxification. With the odds. With methadone in various levels, but still addicted. And they're without funds. Run out very soon.
Iper, give me your answer to me. I'm not crazy.
Angle. You're the newsman. You're a damn good one.
Yeah.
Buses. The buses go down the highway every day.
That might get people mad from a fuel standpoint. You know how they get pissed? Old Ken Solomon got pissed.
Not now.
Yeah, but it's still... That could be just a curious angle that could make it still strange. It ought to be something of praise, something like a...
Woman with arms. Woman with arms. I don't know what arms means. Okay, get them arms. You're mad at me, huh?
Just like everybody else. If I don't do what you want, you get mad.
Well, I'm looking to get mad. Well, look at the arts. Arts? Yeah.
The appeal, they prayed the church has voted full support.
Well, what am I with arts?
Look at that. How persistent that kid. Look at that pope. He's going to get that damn pin again. He's after that pin. He's not going to have it again.
Look at the pin. Get it. Look at it. Look at it. Okay, now
I have a process. You can turn around and get to the room, have a pistol, right back down. So he's been there, let's go. How about give it to me this time? You're not going to fall for that, are you? Look. Greatly impressed by you, but know that this said to have to move, you probably find it hard to conceive anybody not wanting to be in a Herb King column. And he wasn't deeply honored by the privilege. He said he'd never met a newsman that impressed him as much as you. by your sensitivity and your awareness. He said he knows all people do things out of enlightenment, self-interest, including himself. But your self-interest like his don't say like I said like mine his self your self interest he said like we've seen in him encompasses the whole world. Concerned about your, in particular, appreciative of your concern about nuclear. Dangerous. So well in prayer, and he's quoted frequently ever since reading it in the Tribune. He's quoted in congregation meetings and various meetings. He quoted your statement about what makes it a city a big league, and the big league is how well it takes care of its people. Can't use it. Well, that's all up to him, you know, understand. We're just thinking, we're naturally interested in how we can get others to implement some of the things, just a few of the things he's doing. He's acting perfectly nonchalant if he doesn't. It should certainly be all right with him because he didn't want it in the first place. He just said, as you said, you know, you can say to him, as you said, it leaves me frustrated because I certainly don't want any news for myself. I don't want any news for myself, but I would like to see this great program and the character of this man known. What'd you say? Yes, I do. I pull them you want to do, but I'm afraid to where I'm like to do too.
My recognition for myself, but the program was...
And the character of this great man, you know, this good man. Good man. Because I believe greatness is in goodness. Something like that, I could feel. Because I believe what makes greatness is goodness. And I've never seen such goodness. And I was a cynic of cynics. Speaking like you know, as if you were speaking. And you did, you came across that like I thought you'd be clever when you said, I came here, I want to see the books and the whole book. I was very clever. I was proud of my son. He was very beautiful like that. He couldn't have said it more. I think that was one of the most appropriate things he was said. I come there and I was skeptical. And would you pass me the 7-Up or whatever you're very left? No, the glass. Just that glass.
I'll put some.
No. It's got ice. So. Go.
Yeah.
arrived. Good, don't you think?
Oh, Jim. What does he keep saying to me? Did you hear what he's saying to me?
Confessionals in our church thought the drug thing would be beneficial because we got less flack from that than anything.
Doc, I didn't share it with anyone except Dr. Goodlett, and he's not going to do anything about it, but he was awfully apprehensive. He said this is what hurts people in the liberal movements, the third world, when people run away from these kind of things, it really puts the panic on because there's other monies that have to be raised.
Well, let me tell you the story.
All right, and, thank you.
The man who, Jim, John Adams, well, first I ought to say that he trusts Dennis.
And when would that be?
That would be, as I explained to, I can't even remember your
name.
Yeah, Gene Shaken. We originally said 10 o'clock, but the baby...
And he wrote an article about this whole thing in Christian Century last fall or last summer. Oh. And we may have a copy someplace.
I don't know.
But
anyway,
he's been at Kent State. He's the one that has led the board in support of the people at Kent.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's good.
He's been involved at Attica and some of those things. Mm-hmm. He said that there was a federal charge against Dennis.
You know what the nature of the...
That was growing out of Wounded Knee.
Was it... Do you know whether it was a felony assault or what,
well,
what type it was?
I don't know. Let me run it down at any rate.
Okay.
And the Iowa Annual Conference, the Methodist Conference, deposited cash, $85,000 on a $105,000 bond.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis
mm-hmm.
left, and for a time it seemed that they lost that money. However, John Adams and others got Dennis to come back.
Oh, I did.
And they got him to come back by posting bail on a state charge. So the conference got its $85,000 back.
I see.
Now, the Iowa Annual Conference then posted, or the part of this, $5,000 bail on the state charge, and our Board of Church and Society posted $5,000 on that state charge. That was in 1973, and the Wounded Knee was earlier than that. And then Dennis left, and so they lost the $10,000.
How did they ever get a bond back on the earlier charge? Was it dropped, or...
Apparently it must have been dropped.
It must have had to been. They would never have gotten their money back.
I don't know how they did, but they got it back.
What so they lost only 10 then?
They lost 10. I'm trying to read between the lines, and I wonder if in the negotiations, since there was the state charge, they got him back on, to come back and face the federal charge, which apparently was dropped for the case. I don't know what happened to the case. But anyway, they got that back, but they did lose the 10 when he left a second time. Now, you might read between the lines and see that the conference and others were... Maybe they expected him to stay for the second time, and maybe they were... I don't know.
Probably didn't.
Yeah.
Sounds like people who are conscious of a man fleeing for his life.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. He said Dennis' physical protection, his safety, was an issue. He said that's really the case.
Well, Hengisto still contends that it is an issue, and I didn't tell him this situation. I thought I'd wait to hear from you.
So, and John is, if John Adams were called on now, he would go to work in the same way he has before to be helpful to Dennis.
Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, and he said that... First, I said, well, what can the pastor and the people do? And I don't expect you to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, well, just stay with Dennis. Keep informed of the developments. John Adams feels that if he had been able to stay during the whole trial and all the court appearances, that Dennis might have hung in there.
Yes.
He needs that kind of support.
Chaykin said the same thing. Said he was freaky, as I told you yesterday.
Yeah, right. And that John Adams had to go to Kent State, and so he wasn't there, and it was about that point that Dennis split. so that...
I think he has legitimate fears. He doesn't remind me of a he's certainly no moral coward, and he doesn't have little concern for his life other than his wife and children, his terrible situation, his wife being arrested, too. But he jumped clear out of his boots almost when someone ran quickly into the room, so... There's a genuine apprehension this man has. It's not put on. Well, I certainly appreciate getting that information, John. I can't tell you how much.
He says if you stay in touch with Dennis, there may be those times when the church can kind of be in a brokering position. That's what he actually did. He, John Adams, between the FBI and the government and Dennis and... the church or Chaikin or somebody might be the person in that kind of a situation.
Well, there's a number of us interested here on Geestel and Goodlet. If needed, Goodlet's a little apprehensive having been stung several times. I'm sure he'll take my word, but if necessary, would it be all right if he gave you a ring?
Oh, sure.
All right.
And if you ever want to call John Adams...
all right, that might be helpful, too.
Give you his number at some point. You want that now?
Yes, I might. That might... Goodlet just could go directly to him.
Oh. I have his home phone is in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and that's to area code 202,
mm-hmm.
686-5577,
mm-hmm.
and his office phone, just a minute, I'll give you that. So Adams would be encouraging us to hang in there with him.
Good.
The office phone is area code 202-546-1000.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a lot of names, and I thought maybe you had these names. Do you know the attorneys, Dennis Roberts, John Thorne?
No. We need all this. It so happens that an ironic thing happening tomorrow, and Dennis Banks wants to meet in our church. We are hesitant, a little hesitant, in that he needs more representation than one church. It's the anniversary of Wounded Knee, and it just so happens that his wife is reuniting with him tomorrow. Well, the press want to apparently make some play of that fact to his benefit or whatever, to the public consumption, the news interest. And if you know any other churches that would like to appear in a joint, or any other people in the Methodist Church that are interested in Dennis Banks, I think a more a group participation is much more effective than just one church in this issue, because if Brown extradites him, Hengisto says he's dead. And Hengisto evidently has some information, because he also told me to be extremely careful. He gets a lot of scuttlebutt from the jail, and he told me to be extremely careful based on something he'd heard. So he has more than... I think it's real... it's obvious that Hengisto is extremely concerned about him going back, and it all rests with Jerry Brown.
Uh-huh.
If you know people that will write, if you tell them that we've gotten 1,500 letters, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to what Willie Brown told me. He thought that he said highly significant that one church could produce that. We of course did not let it be known that it came from one church, but he still thinks that Jerry Brown is politically conscious enough that it's going to take more support than that.
Now, these are people close to Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Attorneys called, I guess it's Dennis Roberts. I may have made a goof on that first name. Let me look and see if I did. No, and his phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pencil?
Yeah, I'm taking it down.
465-6363. And also 524-1296.
Mm-hmm. Those are local attorneys.
And then there's an attorney in San Jose,
mm-hmm.
John Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
That's area code 408. 286-1214.
Mm-hmm.
269-9453.
Both was his residence and home?
Well, he just gave me three numbers.
I see, all right.
Got a second? 269-9453.
Mm-hmm.
And 294-9028.
Mm-hmm.
Then... he just mentioned some other things we know. You know, the college teacher he was with.
Yes, Lee Brighton.
The Dennis Banks Bicentennial Fund. Then he says he has a brother who's a movie actor in Hollywood.
Who, Dennis says?
Yeah, Mark Banks is his brother's name.
Strange, you never mentioned that.
And he can at times, well, he said that apparently, he said these are the people close to Dennis. Then he said Marlon Brando, well, he's up and down, you know. Can't be sure, but apparently
Marlon
has been helpful at times.
He hasn't shown his face of late, it seems. It seems that this man extremely dependent upon us. It seems that there's not too much interest. And it is a shame if Adams' description of it makes me that much more desirous of getting into the thing. I wonder if
you, you know, you might just feel better calling John Adams and just say, you know, we're good friends, and I got, you're the person I got the information for, and if you want to talk to him, that
might be more significant. It might prompt him more if a man who's a newspaper, head of all the national newspaper publishers of the United States, like Goodlett called him, I suspect, might even be more effective. But I could say that I had suggested that he'd call, that you, or that you had mentioned it. How would I word that?
Says that I thought he would be glad to talk with anybody.
All right.
Be helpful to Dennis.
Fine. And in the meantime, if you can think of any group that is letter writing minded, or Barb, tell them to push on it, because this is where Willie says the case is going to rise or fall.
I would suggest that you might try to talk with the San Francisco Council on Religion and Race.
All right.
Do you know who that executive is? Call the Sandy Archdiocese, and that person would be able to tell you who. Oh, Barbara said he's the man at Sang.
Barbara Chandler?
No, who is the man at Sang, Barbara?
Reverend Chandler.
Oh, is it Reverend Chandler?
Yes, Black man.
Yeah. Well, the San Francisco Council on Religion and Race has touch with Jews and Catholics and Protestants in San Francisco. And they might be helpful.
Well, we can get a hold of Chandler. He has sent us a couple of people wanting us to help them, so I would think that he would reciprocate for this man. We're not asking for anything personally.
No.
All right, that's good to know. And just any others that you think of, don't hesitate to feed them to us or inspire them to write, because the hours are clicking away. The extradition order can come down at any. Well, it's already been requested, and Brown is sitting on it longer than is normal now. And which most governors would act upon it. He's in a very ticklish situation. But Willie says if he has enough backing, he says Governor Brown's got a good heart, apparently. At least he offered my name, and Jerry Brown was going to point me to this agricultural commission, Chavez's, whatever this group is, that they're deadlocked. And I said I didn't think that I would be helpful. I thought it might be better if he wanted someone within my church. It would be better maybe someone like Tim Stone. But Governor Brown, if he even looks at our way, must be, he must have not at least a total fear of radical social action views. But naturally, he's a political realist, and he has presidential ambitions. And we're just writing our fool heads off, but not everyone's a writer, you know. And we have, I think, 1,500 letters to the last count, but Willie said that it was going to take more. By what more is, I don't know. But thanks for this, and we shall proceed.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Father?
Anybody on the line?
Gene's leaving to the court. Is that all right? He's got to get the judge to sign an order that he had this morning.
Have you got all that information off of the... Did you glean that?
Yeah.
Clear up this muddy mess about banks. I got a hold of the man back, well, I had Dr. Moore get a hold of this man back in Washington who's the top dog in the Methodist Church, Lee Adams, I think his name, is that right? Prokes is on the other line.
Yeah.
He's very interested in Banks's case. He said that they did indeed post, but it was not $50,000, but an $85,000 bond, in which he went underground, but then they, some way, must have manipulated the or arranged the dropping of federal charge and got a state charge, which they knew from the onset that they didn't expect him to stay for. So they got their $85,000 back because he came back for the federal charge and faced a state charge. They posted 10 and lost 10. But Lee Adams is still committed to this man. He said he watched him closely. He was sensitive, deeply concerned about people, grateful and humble. So I thought I better get that back through the grapevine, because I didn't mean to trouble waters, but that's what Dr. Moore told me explicitly last night, that they were bit gun-shy, but Lee Adams, I guess, stands still prepared if there's any way we can utilize him in Washington to help Banks.
Okay.
He said he had to leave. He had to leave there because of his life being in danger, quote, unquote.
Okay. Well, then I'll still pursue it, though.
But well,
I wanted to stand fast here.
Well, I certainly would like for the lady to, being that I got $19,000 of needed money in it, too. I don't know how much money, who put up money on him here?
I don't know.
It could be...
I'm going to try to find out from Hongisto.
Well, you haven't told Hongisto this, is that what I...
He hasn't called me back.
Huh?
He hasn't called me back yet.
Good. Well, I'm glad, because I thought I'd save you the trouble. I'm always giving you these worries and things. I went for Hongisto, thinking maybe you'd gotten to him, and didn't get him myself, so fortunately I didn't even discuss it with Hongisto, so I'll... All right. Now, there's one last aspect. He wants to reunite his family here in our church, and he's got the press coming in, and the wire services, and so forth and so on. I want to know what you say to how to handle this kind of thing. He's gone and set the whole thing up.
Well, you know, maybe this man is he's found the people he's been looking for.
No.
You can't reject him.
Well, I don't intend to reject him. I like your opinion. I just like your opinion when I start meddling with the press.
Well, he is a public figure, and you're going to get more and more people coming, and you might indicate that. You don't want the press interfering with his services.
And
they can interview him in your office or something like that, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to let them in. I didn't think they would be advisable.
They'll be all... Because the television and everything will be there, it'll be... I would handle it with firmness, but that you don't want the religious service continuity interrupted, but that under the circumstances... He is a public figure, and he'd be available for an interview and whatnot.
Now, that's what I wanted to get your opinion, whether we went on with that. I didn't also want to hurt his case. I thought if he had more people backing him, but he wants it here. He set it up. He didn't even confer with us. He just thought that he was so grateful to us. So he told Shaken, I haven't talked to him, that he wanted his family. He's meeting his wife, and it so happens to be the anniversary of Wounded Knee when the reunion takes place.
Well, that'd be good.
All right.
He says it's gone too far now to start running.
Well, I don't want to run, Carlton. Give a damn about pressure. I don't want to abort things and get ahead of the rest of it. We've got something going here. It looks at least progress, one little niche of progress in this great, vast country. And I just don't want to get ahead of the rest of my progressive friends.
When you leave, though, you're always ahead. So don't worry. I'll be with you.
All right. I just wanted to check it out that we were on the right course.
We together.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.